Mitzrayim in this week's parasha. It's the whole birur of gvulim and breaking gvulim. Gvulim and breaking gvulim. Certain gvulim that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to break. Everything comes with a gvul. And Be'etzem is gvulim that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to break. But a person's got to know where his gvulim are even in that. Mitzrayim is Miloshan Meitza. Meitza is gvul. Yosef is to be constantly be Moisef, Moisef, and Moisef, and to be Moisef Ahoylech. The Kesher of Yosef to Chanukah. Yosef to Chanukah is Moisef Ahoylech, is Moisef Ahoylech. So if you're Moisef Ahoylech, you're not letting the Geder stop you, you're not getting the Mitzarim stop you. So the whole Indian, Shkoyach, the whole Indian of Yosef clashing with Mitzrayim is the one who constantly is being Moisef, clashing with the Koyach that constantly makes a Geder, constantly says, you can't go further than this. Mitzrayim was the Bechina, you can't go out to the Geder, you can't go, they had an Avodah Zorah, this is suck people back. You can't go out, everything's got a Geder, everything's got the clip in Avodah Hashem of that is, that the person feels, I did my Kli Sittim, I went to my Dafi Yomishir, that's my Geder, that's a Geder the Bechina wants you to break. And the Yosef Tzadi went to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is a Klippadik Gedorim, and the Klippadik Gedorim have to be broken. So that's why Yosef had to go down to Mitzrayim. Going down to Mitzrayim is Yosef, and that's why Kaisrael Zoichel Bnei Israel Poro Vayishutzu Vayirbo Vayitzu. That's the Meitzar of Klippa. That's the Meitzar of Klippa. The Meitzar of Klippa has to be broken. And that's the whole Avodas Hashem. The whole Avodas Hashem is because when you break, when there's something holding you back, and then you break it, it comes out. Vayeses Eis Vayesa Oz. It's a marshal that's brought in Chassidus Chabad. If you test Kislim, and it says that you have a. It's called in English a dam. When the dam stops the river, when you take it away, it flows out, it gushes. Because you take away the gvul, it gushes out. So that the Baruch Shalom made gvulim in the Bria, so that in the person's Avodas Hashem, when a person breaks the gvul, he comes out in his Avodas Hashem, b'yeses eisa b'yeses oz. That's the koyach of Yosef Tzadik, constantly to be moisev ahoylech. But there are certain gvulim which the Baruch Shalom was kriveya, and he wants us to break this, he wants us to be marachiv. That's the whole thought of Shabbos. Shabbos is kviyah v'kaima. It's a gvul. It's kviyah v'kaima. It's kavua. Shkia leil Shabbos. So tzeis ha'kachavim leil Shabbos. And tzeis ha'kachavim matzah Shabbos. It's got gvulim. What's the whole avoida? The avoida is a ma'achrim notzis v'na Shabbos. A ma'arim lovoi. It's tois v'Shabbos. Yosef is Friday. Yosef is midah. The midah yisoid. The midah hashishis, which is Friday. And Yosef is tois v'Shabbos. Tois v'Shabbos. Tois v'Shabbos means that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants you to break the gvulim in order to spread the kedusha. In order to spread the kedusha. Yosef HaTzadik is brings in Tois Shabbos, and he spills over, he breaks the Gvul, and he brings Shabbos in early, and he makes the weekdays into Shabbos. That's the Koyach of Yosef. That's why in this week's parasha, Tzboyach, Tevach, V'Hochin, and the brothers came, that's Erev Shabbos, Milamed, Rashi, I think, brings down, and Yosef Shomer Es HaShabbos. Because he was Tevach, he was preparing an Erev Shabbos, Misha Torah, Erev Shabbos, he bought in Shabbos, he had a Shabbos Dika Kavon already, so he broke that Bechin of Gvul. The same bechina. Like every inyan of kedusha be'etzem, every inyan kedusha be'etzem is ein tzayif. Every inyan kedusha. The Gemara says in Chagiga that the oilam was being marachiv oholech. He was being marachiv oholech. The world, right? When Hashem created the world, ad she'oma ad she'goa kodesh baruch hu v'oma adai. And that's where you get the name Shakai from. Shakai is the ma'im is the nyanim of Torah, nyanim of kedusha, nyanim of Torah. The marachiv oholech ein tzayif. Until the Rebbeinu Shlom Kaviyachal said die. So what's the pshat? Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom make a gvul? So mitzadach the Rebbeinu Shlom made a gvul because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants our avoda to break through the gvul and to be marba. We should be marba. We should have the schia to be marba kedusha in the world. It's also a gvul that even when you're marchiv in kedusha, you've got to know where to stop. You've got to know where the gvul is. So therefore in the Gemara that talks about atchagah kadosh baruch hu v'oma. Va'omah Shakai is the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak of Chagiga. It's the same Gemara around there, the same dafim of Gemara that talk about the Dalet Shnichnasu LeParadis. So there's a Gvul the Rebbeinu Shlom wants you to break, but then everybody's got to know their Gvul in Kedusha as well. The Arba Shnichnasu LeParadis, they went beyond the Gvul. Mibal, the Rebbeinu Shlom made the Gvulim in order to be broken, the Gvulim, in order the Gvulim of Kedusha should break through. So maybe they thought they'll take away all the Gvulim, they'll be Nichnas LeParadis, they'll go into a Mokim, which is beyond their Zach. There's a Gvul of Kedusha also, that you mustn't go beyond it. And then there's a Gvul that has to be broken, the Gvul that has to be broken, that's the Bechina of Mitzrayim. That's the Bechina of Mitzrayim. Comes to a Yom Tov, all Gvulim are broken. All gvulim are broken. So that's Masechet Chagiga, the Yom Tov Tikkun Masechet. The Yom Tov Tikkun Masechet is the Yom Tov where gives you the hadrocha, where to break and where not to break. That's why it's Ulna Chagiga. Careful where you go on Yom Tov. There is a Musaig where you can't go. There is a place you still can't go to. There is a place you still can't go to. It's a Mishnah. In the Mishnah, I'm saying the Mishnah Chagig. This place you're not allowed to explore. You're not allowed to go into Mashaya Koidem, Mashaya Achrav. There are Gvulim. But when it's a chain, the Gvulim down here in the Bria, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to. Fakir. The whole Shem Shaka is the Shem Rebbeinu Shalom made it stop. But the Yid should be able to make it move further. That's the whole sod where you have a mezuzah on the door with the Shem. That's the Shem you have on the mezuzah on the door. Adkan is the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, the Mikdash Ma'at, the Bayis, a Heilige Shtiva. You don't put a mezuzah on a mokim where you're not mishtamish l'kedusha. Right? But a mezuzah is a musuk of, so ke'ilu, the kedusha goes till here. And now you're going out of the house, so you're walking into the street, you're walking to the Shusar Rav. Here the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to look at the mezuzah, and the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to say, I stopped the kedusha here, says the Rebbeinu Shalom. I stopped the kedusha with the Shem Shaka. But you should be marachim the kedusha. You should take the kedusha out. Take the kedusha out. Tosefes kedusha. Tosefes Shabbos. As the bechinah of Yosef Atzadik. That's the whole bechinah of Chanukah. That's why the Chanukah parashas go together. Chanukah parashas go together over here because the whole sod of Chanukah is that you should light it. You should light it. Al Pesach, Pesach beisai, Pesach beisai mibachutz. So the mezuzah. So the Chanukah is mitzad smol. The mezuzah is mitzad yamin. It's the same bechinah. When you look at the mezuzah, you're saying I'm taking the kedusha out of me. It's only Baruch Shalom stopped the kedusha here, made the Rishus HaRabim without kedusha ki'ilu, so that should be marachiv the gvul kedusha. It's the same thing. You've got the mezuzah and the chanukah. What's the chanukah? It's to take the kedusha out, to make from the Rishus HaRabim a Rishus HaYochid, to be marachiv the gvul kedusha. So made the next chanukah, the mezuzah mitzad yamin and the chanukah mitzad smol. It's the same bechinah, and that's why taka the next chanukah you moisev ha'olich. Because we understand that the whole inner of Chanukah, the whole inner is to take the kedusha. Not there shouldn't be gvulim. There shouldn't be separate reshuyas. This is gvul. Separate reshuyas. Separate reshuyas is a tzimtzum. Separate reshuyas is a tzimtzum. Since the moridik in nekuda, why is the moridik in nekuda in avoid Hashem? Because. The Maisa in Avodas Adam, we just spoke about the Olam. In Avodas Adam, the Adam's guf is the Gvul. Right? The Neshama is Mispashet. Neshama is Mispashet, the whole Gvul. Neshama's got no Gvulim. Neshama's a Rochim, it's got no Gvulim, but it's stuck in the guf. It's stuck in the guf. And the whole Avodah of a Yid is to break the Gvulim, to break the Gvulim HaGuf. In other words, that the Neshama should be able to shine out of the guf. Neshama should be able to shine out of the guf. So Yosef Tzadik's whole bechina is to take the kedusha from where it's, a prison kiddu, take the kedusha from the gvul, and to be marchiv the gvul, of kedusha. Yosef Tzadik was a yifas toya, what to say, yifay toya, yifay mar, he was the bechina where you could see the aura of the neshama through the guf. The guf wasn't a meitzitz, it wasn't a gvul, it wasn't a chetzitz anymore. Yosef made it go up. So you do the Yevonim Yimachshemam Lahavdul. So they came from the whole Indian of Olympics, and all these Inyonim all came from his Gabrus Aguf and then gyms and all Inyonim of building the Guf. What's the vote of building the Guf? Making the Meitzah stronger, that the Aura shouldn't be able to go. Make the Meitzah stronger. Don't let the Kedusha go out of the Gvul. Faket goes against the whole Zach. The vort is, a person's got to know that the Guf is a Levush. The Guf is a Levush of the Neshama. No, it mustn't be Mitzamtzim the Neshama. It's only a Levush. Faket. Chassidus says that you wear a Levush in order to be Mezgale. You can't go out. You can't go into the street without a Levush. So you wear the Levush in order, yes, to go out into the street. Yes, to be Mezgale. Yes, to be Mezgale. Yes, to be Mezgale. That's why you wear a levush. So a goof is a levush. A goof has got to enable you not to become a meitzar. It's got to enable the faket. It's got to be able for you to come out. So Yosef Tzadik is the bechina where his goof shines. His goof faket. His goof is not choitzet. His goof is not a gvul. His kedusha is mispashet. His kedusha is mispashet. It's mispashet. So if it's mispashet, also like ksoinis pasim. His goof was a ksoinis pasim. Was a gevaltik ksoinis pasim. But the Yevonim and the other ones, and the same thing going down to Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim and the Mishugoyim, they mummified the bodies. Mummified the body means that they kept the goof, keep the gvul, because Mitzrayim is Mitzar. Mitzar is keep the goof, don't let the Kedusha out of the goof. And with the Sheamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sod is the Sheamus of Havaya and Elakim. Now, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hoya Hoya Viviye. Is there a gvul in Hoya Hoya Viviye? Hoya Hoya Viviye has a gvul? Was there a Haschola Chas V'Shalom? Is there a Soif Chas V'Shalom? Hoya Hoya Viviye. So the Shem Havaya is the or that's got no gvulim, but it's held in. It's held in with the Shem Elakim. The Shem Elakim is Gematria Teva. Teva's got Hagbolas. A bunch of them can break the Hagbolas of Teva and then it becomes a Nes. Oh, but Teva has Gvulis. It says in Tehillim, Kishemesh Umogain Havaya Elakim. Right? And the Baal Tanya is Marech Shaykh Bemun. Shemesh Umogain Havaya Elakim. Yutke Vovke is the Shemesh. And the Shemesh beats Adatzma that burn the world down. A bunch of them to make a Gvul of the Koich of the Shemesh. There's a narratic around the Shemesh. So made it, therefore, the Nartik around the Shemesh, it minimizes. So the Nartik around the Shemesh is the Shem Elikim, which minimizes the oyer of the Shem Havaya. So Paroi, Faket, he kept them being moided to the Shem Elikim. He said the Shem Elikim a few times, says the Shem Elikim. The Shem Elikim is the Teva, the Shem Elikim is the Gvul, the Shem Elikim is the Master, And Paroi, they mummify the bodies, Mitzorim, they don't let the aura of the Neshama shine, So made it therefore, but the Shem Havaya, Mi Havaya, Sheshma Bekoiloi, Havaya Mitzadatzmo is a Musig of a Zach, which is a Hoya Hoya Viyeh, without Akbolas. So therefore they were Dovek, they forget, they wanted to make Akbolas, and everything. Lassad Lova, Yidban Shalom, is Moisi Chama Minatiko, Tzadikim Nisrapi, Lora Sharon, and Doinibo. Because the whole Avoidah of Tzadik, Yosef is Tzadik, Yosef is the Middah Tzadik, Tzadik Yisod Oilam. The whole Middah of Tzadik is a Middah of to break the Hagbolas. Don't let the Guf be Magbil. Don't let Hagbolas. Give Vita, break through. That's our whole Avoidah. That's Yosef. Moisef, to be Moisef Oilech, to break through. So their whole Avoidah is breaking the Elakim in order for the Hizgalas of the Havaya that's got no Hagbolas. So maybe they were dovek always to the Havaya. So maybe the sun will be merapping them. However, the goyim faked, the goyim, everything was Hagbolas. The whole goyish guide, which seeps into even to the Yiddish world, is, you know, like certain shuls. There are certain shuls in the world. The minute after Maariv, the lights are off already. Kiddo, that's it. Maariv 7:15. Lights are off. I was once in a shul in America, and as I finished, he came and took the siddur away from me. Kiddo, he was standing next to me. Kiddo, can you have the siddur back? You know. Tefillah is the shtapchas hanefesh. Tefillah is the neshama is going out of the goof. There's no agbolas by tefillah. That's the reason why tzaddikim amitim never have a problem with man tefillah. Because tefillah is you're going out of the goof. So who's magbil you bichlan? He's pashtas agashbi when it comes to tefillah. So what's his ma? Rather, there is a zman, but that's the problem. The problem is that once you have a special sagashmi, you're not bound by your goof anymore. If you're not bound by your goof, so there's no where the gvulin. So that's the mitzorim, and that's the goyishkeit that seeps into the each other. Even your oisik in ruchni, but it's got to come with hakabolas. The whole avoid of ruchni is to break through the mitzorim, to break through the hakabolas. That's the yisod of Yosef Tzadik. Breaks through the Hagbolas. So yes, that's why the Middah Sayyasod is also the Middah of Brismila. Brismila is Puruvu Milus Oretz. Puruvu, it's a Poru Vayishu Tzuva Yirbo. Dafke in that Nakuda, they broke the Gvulim of Mitzrayim. In that Nakuda, Poru Vayishu Tzuva Yirbo Vayatsum, because that's the Middah of a Tzadik. Yosef is the Tzadik. Tzadik is Hesofa Adin Soif. And that broke through the Mitzorim. That breaks through the Mitzorim of Mitzrayim. Shem Yisrael is Yosha Kael. Yosha Kael means nothing stopping you. You're gonna get Yosha, gonna get direct to HaKadosh Baruch. Yaakov is Yud Ekev. Yud is the cop, the Yud, the Machshava, the Moichin. Ekev is the Raglaim. And then there's a Gvul. It's from head to toe. Yosha Kael. That's when you the Gvul. That's why it says Yisrael Ahavas Yosef. Yisrael Ahavas Yosef. It's not the fact that Yosef Tzadik is going to bring to the matzav where he's going to break through the gvulim. That's the hemshach of the Shem Yisrael. Yisrael Avos Yosef Kiben Zekunim Mulei. That's the hemshach of the Shem. That's why it actually uses over there the Shem Yisrael. So, this is the excitement of Hanukkah, when we break the gvul and we go out into the street, we're moisev ha'olich, to suga with Yosef HaTzadik, to be moisev ha'olich, as a koyach, to break through a bolus, to break through a bolus, because she tried to break through, get up a bit earlier, and you know, go to bed a bit later, his koyach tefillah, his rikuz, learn a bit later, learn a bit afterwards, learn a bit before, daven properly, daven a bit slower. All the hagbolas that a person's used to in his avodas Hashem, he's got to break the hagbolas. That's why Kibben Zakunim in Torah, this whole shmuz that we just gave in Torah, that's the bechina of Torah Shabbal Peh. Araturim says Kibben Zakunim Ulai Zakunim is Rosh Hatevis the Shishis Sidra Mishnah. It's wrong. There was only one mistah, that's the Haris. Which is wrong. The Abba Shalom talks about why it's mistah. I can't remember what he says, but it's Betzim Shishis Sidra Mishnah is the Espashkas of Torah. Torah Shabbat is Bal Tosef. It's the Hagbalas. Torah Shabbal Peh. It shows the Bilti Mugbal of Torah Shabbat. It shows the chelik of bilti mugbal. Torah Shabbal Peh kanai nahara. Is there an end to it? Is there a stop to it? It's a mayan shein by soif. Mayan shein by soif is without agbalas. Chanukah is the whole chizuk of Torah Shabbal Peh. Chanukah is the whole Chanukah and Purim. It's in yonim. By sasu is in the yonim of Torah Shabbal Peh. Neir of Chanukah is neir le'echad neir le'meyah. Neir le'echad neir le'meyah. And it's the same R you can use, it's Ein Sof. Neir le'echad neir le'meyah. Same neir you can use over and over and over and over again. It's Ein Sof. Everything about Chanukah is Ein Sof. A bit of Shemen lasts much longer than you think. Everything's got a koyach. Koyach of Ein Sof. That's what we're hoping the Yibshah helps him. She was able to have koyach to break through. To break through the gvulim, to break through the barriers, to go into the mitzvah of Mitzrayim with a koyach, and seen as koyach of Yasu Tzadik, we're not going to be mugbal by all the hagbolas of Teva, by all the hagbolas of the Yitzhahara, all the hagbolas of Mitzrayim. We break through them, and that's the koyach. It's the koyach of Shabbos, of the Sefer Shabbos, of feeding Shabbos ready Friday, feeding Shabbos still on Sunday, to break those hagbolas of Zman.